We come to this Christmas day in the year 2020 after seemingly being pummeled for months. And yet, as men and women of faith gathered here in person and also those who may be joining us online, we cling to and celebrate our Christian faith of what happened in that lowly stable in Bethlehem, in which the God of the universe, having taken on our human flesh, was born among us. And in that moment, we have cause for the greatest joy and also cause for the greatest hope. The thing, though, is that Christian joy and Christian hope that radiates forth from Christmas may look different from the kind of happiness or confidence that we would like to see in the world, or at least to say what the world has taught us to come to expect. I think of or contrast two experiences I had this year, one just this early morning, I would say at the midnight mass with Bishop Daly, and another several months earlier when we had the Easter Vigil in the midst of the breaking of this pandemic. As you may recall, it seemed like public Easter was canceled, that at least here in our diocese, we were not able to gather with the fullness of our communities together for Easter, for the resurrection of our Lord. And in that Easter vigil, it was really a bare-bones operation. We had some music. We had bishops celebrating the Mass. I was there assisting him. We had a seminarian as a server, and we went through the liturgical motions to offer the Mass, but we didn't have people with us. We didn't even have the joy of welcoming new people into the church through the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist. It seemed so muted. But at least for me, in that moment when I was praying in this most bizarre of Christmas, Easter vigil Masses, there was a quiet sense of defiance. And not defiance against the powers of the world or the governor or what have you, that these authorities of human origin, but rather a defiance against the powers of death, of sin, of darkness. Because even in the midst of the pandemic and even in the midst of isolation, we were offering the sacrifice of the Mass, commemorating the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the third day. Fast forward to the experience last night. Maybe not the same as Christmas midnight masses of years before, but nevertheless people gather together. Music being played, cantors providing song and voice to the music, servers and incense and the ceremony of it all. Indications of us coming out of the darkness of this pandemic and of this year. Yet nevertheless, I as a priest, as one who works in this parish and attentive to the needs of people who have come before me, I'm aware that there have been moments of perhaps dismay, frustration. And it seems to me that in many ways maybe we may have this thought in our mind, this should not be the case. This should not be happening. How is it possible that God can be acting in the midst of this? We live in supposedly the most prosperous nation in the world. Our medical experts are supposed to go to third world countries to help them with their medical problems. How are we being afflicted by this pandemic? We live with a nation with over 200 years of constitutional tradition protecting religious freedom. How is it that suddenly we are being declared unessential? The thing about the joy and the hope that comes from Christmas is that it comes to us precisely not in the way of the world, but in the way of God. We can imagine the thoughts, let's pick Saint Joseph, of the multiple times he may have been thinking, this should not be happening. How can this be so? when he discovered that his beloved and his betrothed, Mary, was with child. Perhaps he was thinking, this should not be happening. I am a just man. I thought Mary was supposed to be virtuous. How can this be so? But the angel informed him that this was part of God's action. When Mary and Joseph returned to Joseph's hometown of Bethlehem, and they were denied entrance at inn after inn, and found themselves reduced to being in a stable, perhaps Joseph could be thinking, this should not be happening. If God's plan was to bring this child into the world, how am I reduced to scooping out half-eaten straw from this manger to give him some semblance of a bed? And when the angel warned him about the coming persecution from Herod and the massacre he was about to impart to warn Joseph to flee to Egypt, perhaps Joseph was thinking, how could this be so? I have built up my livelihood in Nazareth. How can I not? How am I to flee? For us as Christians, we see that nevertheless, in the midst of all this darkness that seemed to shroud the mystery of an event of Christmas, God was precisely bringing about what he intended to bring about, the coming of the light into the world. God, the Word, through whom all things were made, was coming into his creation so that his creation can be reformed. That, my friends, is cause of the greatest joy. Consider this. Our God, infinite and glorious, the one who loves us so much that he desires us to be saints and to be with him forever, he did not abandon us and in fact came among us. That is the source of Christian joy. And furthermore, this joy is bolstered and reinforced by hope in the meantime, because we know that this same God of the universe, who could have dwelt in the halls of heaven totally inaccessible, totally invulnerable to the brokenness of this world, came to be among us in our brokenness. As you've probably been at this cathedral before, and you may have prayed this prayer that we have before the nativity scene, you would see that the prayer has this very poignant line saying that I firmly believe that the wood of this manger leads to the wood of the cross. God came among us, and he did not avoid suffering. He did not avoid pain. He did not avoid even the most ignominious or horrible of deaths. He embraced the wood of the cross. And in that, Christ won the victory for us. God, taking on the weakness of our humanity, showed us what it means to be strong in our humanity by being united with God himself. That, I dare say, is cause for the greatest hope. Because even when it seems that all these things that should not be happening are happening, beneath it all, God is at work. God is making his plan come about, and he has already triumphed. My brothers and sisters, on this Christmas morning, as we contemplate the beauty and the love and the glory of God, we know that that same beauty, glory, and love is manifested in the quietness, in the humility, and the seeming helplessness of the baby in the manger. Yet God is there. As we contemplate Jesus present among us, may that be the cause of great joy, deep abiding joy, because God is with us. And because God is with us, may that also reinforce our hope, our confidence, that in the end, God prevails. Merry Christmas.